The trials which initially confront prophets and saints and make them appear dishonored, despite their being loved and accepted by God, do not come to disgrace them or destroy them or wipe their names off the face of this earth. Nor can this be their purpose, for how can God become the enemy of those who love him and bring disgrace upon them? These trials which appear with the ferocity of a roaring lion and cause darkness to descend all around, come upon God's chosen servants in order to raise them to the highest levels of acceptance and to open for them the finer dimensions of divine knowledge. This has always been God's practice towards his servants, and it is substantiated by the entreaties made by David alayhi salam in the Psalms, by the Gospel's account of Jesus' heart-rending supplications during his time of trials, and by the humble supplications of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are recorded in the Holy Quran and the traditions. The Promised Messiah has given a footnote here. One of the supplications which David made during his time of trials and are recorded in the Psalms is, "Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am weary of my crying, mine eyes fail. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord, God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake. They that sit in the gate speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. Thou hast known my reproach, and my shame, and my dishonour. I looked for someone to take pity, but there was none." Psalms 69. The Gospels also contain an account of how the Messiah alayhi salam prayed and supplicated during his night of trial, and how he remained awake all night and was overwhelmed by grief and anguish, as if in the throes of death. All night he cried and beseeched his Lord to let the cup that he was destined to drink pass from him. But despite his many prostrations, his prayer was not heard, because prayers that are offered during trials are not accepted. We should also not forget the sufferings endured by our Lord and Master, pride of the messengers, and seal of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, during his times of trial. At one such time he prayed, "My Lord, I complain to you of my weakness and confess my helplessness at your threshold. My humble state is known to you. I am ready to bear every hardship until you are pleased with me, and I have no strength other than you." Now returning to the main text. If past prophets and saints had not faced these difficulties, they would not have attained the high status they did through the blessings of their trials. Their ordeal set the seal on their perfect obedience, firm resolve, and readiness to offer the ultimate sacrifice. In the face of adversity, they displayed wonderful steadfastness, complete obedience, and true love. They were caught in terrible storms, enveloped by darkness, shaken by earthquakes, ridiculed and considered liars and deceitful and dishonorable, and deserted by everyone. For a time, they were even deprived of the divine support which they put all their trust, and all at once he seemed to withdraw his sustenance as though in anger, and left them in difficulty and sorrow, as though they had become deserving of his wrath. He appeared indifferent to them and did not seem to care for them in the least, and seemed instead to show concern for their enemies. Thus, their trial was drawn out, and one ordeal was followed by another, and trials came upon them like torrential rain in a dark night, but they did not waver in their resolve and did not lose heart. In fact, the greater the trials that beset them, the faster they moved forward, and the more they were battered, the stronger they became, and the bigger the difficulties and dangers they faced, the greater the bravery and courage they showed. But they finally succeeded in their trials with flying colors, and were blessed with complete success due to their perfect sincerity, and were bestowed the crown of honour. All the objections of the unenlightened then vanished like vapour as though they had never existed.